The recording has started. Welcome to the PDP on Retirement Working Group on September 28th at 1800 UTC. On today's call, we have Danko Yevtovich, Debbie Monahan, Eberhard Lise, Elise Garrick, Martin Boyle, Mariana Tastic, Nayela Saras, Ninette Orlick, Nick Wimbin-Smith, Nigel Roberts, Peter Koch, Stephen Deerhake. Apologies from Marita Moll, Svetlana Tichenko, Kim Davies, Yap Akerhu, and Barack Otieno. If you are on the audio bridge only, please let yourself be known now. Hearing no one, as a reminder, these calls are recorded and transcribed. I would also like to remind participants to state your name before speaking for purposes of the transcript, and to keep your phones muted and microphones muted to avoid any background noise. Thank you, and over to you, Nigel. Or Eberhard.
Nigel, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. Okay, let's start until you get yourself sorted out in the meantime. The first things on the agenda are action items. And so this is usually Bart's state of affairs, so go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Eberhard. So just to, as a reminder, if you are interested in the ISO 3166 standard, please send me or Yap an email, and we'll get you a special copy of the ISO 3166. So we'll be recurring one or two meetings, maybe up to Abu Dhabi, but then so you should be able to have the ISO 3166 standard for purposes of this working group only. The second one was the outline of the presentation of Kim Davies. I think that was two meetings ago. Eberhard did his magic on it and circulated it to the group. So that one is completed. So these were the two action items open. So I will keep action item 31 August open one or two more meetings, and then you should have been enabled to get these standards. Back to you, Eberhard, Nigel.
Okay, well, I've made it in, it seems, but if the background noise proves too difficult for the conference, then Eberhard's under instructions to take it over. I take it we've done the roll call?
Yes, that happened.
We're at item number 3, work plan discussion. What are the next steps?
Okay, Bart, do you want to take that?
Yes, and it appears to be my line that is cracking, so let me just say the next step. On the previous meeting, I'll
like
make
your line because you muted now and the crackling has gone away, so maybe you have to dial again.
Yeah, I will.
Can somebody say something to let us see whether I still get audio?
Hi, Nigel. It's Kim. Bart's dialing back in.
Yeah, it's Nigel here. The switching on, mute on and off is just very, very slow on Adigo. Eberhard, you hear me fine, I take it.
Nigel, this is Jim. I hear you fine.
Fine, Nigel.
Okay,
can you hear me now? Is this better?
Well, the QRN's been replaced by QRM, it seems. Bart,
hello, this is Bart.
That's not too bad at all.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
And this is better?
It's pretty good for me. It's a lot better than normal for you, actually.
Okay. Thank you. So let me go back to the document in front of you. So it was circulated on the previous call as well, and because we had hardly any attendance because of the APTLD meeting, the idea was to circulate it again and go a little more in detail around the next steps. So again, the work plan, so what are the next steps? First of all, it's what is included is what's in the issue report and in the charter of, say, the topics and issues pertaining to retirement that need to be addressed. So that's listed there. So that's item number one. I don't think there are any questions, etc., around this document or this part of the document. Then what we've done as well is, or what I've done as well, is capture what we've done to date. And that's the YAP's presentation on ISO 3166 from the meeting in Johannesburg, and the presentation from PTI/Kim Davies to present PTI's perspective. And there was a lot of discussion on the email list regarding the scenarios, the role of the MA terminology, and the different categories of the two letter codes. And there was a lot of discussion around the .SU case and the .UM case. What I've done in the meantime, say, is compile these emails into these different sections. I've shared with you on the last call the scenario bit, because there was a agreement at least on the previous calls that say to move forward we would focus, or the working group would focus, on the scenario approach. And so what was presented last time was how to move forward with the what are the next steps. So that's the terminology and glossary and approaches for analysis of developing the recommended policy. So as a lot of you were not on the call on the previous, say, on the previous call where we discussed briefly the terminology glossary, again, the basic idea is to turn this into a living document. And at the last call, everybody agreed, so I assume, say, after this call, if no objections, it will be considered the second reading. And in the document that was circulated, there was a summary of cases. And Kim, could you change the documents, please, to the terminology document? And again, this is scrollable, but I please, if you go down to the third page and below, then you should be able to recognize, say, what was shared with you 2 weeks ago and what we discussed 2 weeks ago. It's just, the cases that were listed in the delegation, redelegation working group report on retirement, with the addition of the Netherlands Antilles case and the Portuguese Timor case, so the .TP cases. These, and even the .UM case, is not really probably a retirement in the sense of the ISO 3166 list. So what I've done in the meantime, and you should be able to recognize this also from part of the um, issue reports and the topics papers related, I've highlighted the terms used by both in the reports and in the, say, the IANA reports and in the Rootson database, and also the code listed or the ICANN or the ISO 3166-1 status. And what you see and what's based on this, and now I'm scrolling back up to the first page, that I've captured already some terminology in, say, term practice, say, of terminology. So one of them is not a sign, which is the UN case, so it's used in the UN case. Retired, a term retired is listed as such in the IANA root zone, so A.AN was one. The process concluded in 2015, so that was a comment I thought might be useful. Retired is also used in the case of .yu. However, only if you can only see it in the say IANA report, and YU as such is not listed anymore in the Rootzone database. In .tp, a similar case. Again, that one was concluded in 2015. In the say IANA report, it is recorded as TP, but I think this one is not listed on the in the Rootzone database as well. So you can already see there is are some different practices here. Again, in some of the in one of the reports in the .um case, there is mentioning of unallocated ccTLDs. Probably that's a term and disposition of say top level domains. Retirement undelegated is we had a discussion previously, and that's a term used to as a kind of heuristic to describe all the different cases like .um retired and others and under other terminology. So so that's say some of the terminologies I've seen within the ISO 3166. Again, there is different terminology. Some of it is described, but however, if you really look at, into it, and Nigel has, say, circulated a bit of an analysis, again, there is not really consistency, not that this working group could influence it, but it's good to note there is some inconsistencies as well at the level of the ISO 3166. So my suggestion for the group would be at say, don't try to define it right now. That was the experience of the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. But as the discussions move along, have try to come up with some definitions, descriptions of this terminology, and in the end phase, after a thorough analysis, etc., revisit all the terminology and include it as a kind of glossary into the reports of the group for the audience, so for the community. That's my bit with respect to the summary of cases and terminology used to date. I see Eva, your hands up.
Let me just unmute quickly. I'll note in the .tp case, and I just wanted to put it on record, there is this three-digit numeric code, which when TP changed to TL, the three-digit numeric code remains the same. For the cases of retirement due to pure renaming, this three-letter code, if it remains the same, can be helpful in defining our case or describing our case.
Hey, Bahat, and I get back to you, Martin. Just as a question, if you look at the structure of the terminology around the ISO 3166, do you want me to include, or say for the next phase, the numeric digits, etc., as well? Is that what, in that way, it provides the background you need?
Maybe it's a good idea to use the two-letter code, the three-letter code, and the three-digit code. The three-letter code changed from TP to TS, but the numeric code remained the same. And I'm just the numeric code has nothing to do with us, but it can help us in case of the pure name.
So, and maybe that's something to do with the, say, if you start the analysis of the codes as well, because at the end of the day, this is about the definition, so the two-letter code needs to be defined, three-letter codes need to be defined, and the three-digit codes, and if you do the analysis, then you look how it evolves. I see. Martin,
exactly.
Please go ahead.
I can't lower my hand. Can somebody do it for me, please?
Martin, go ahead.
You're on mute.
Muted. Am I? Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can, Martin.
Yes. All right. Okay, thanks. I'm obviously missing something because .tp in the IANA.org database is actually listed, and the delegation record just shows it as retired. There is an admin contact and technical contact, which is IANA. So I think I'm missing something in your fine division, Bart, between retired term, retired is listed as such in IANA, and retired not included in IANA, in which case probably the second heading needs to be modified. Secondly, just picking up on what Eberhard has said, I'm not sure I properly understand. My line this evening seems to be pretty bad, and so I missed a lot of what he was saying. But I can't understand why we would put the three-character code and a numerical code in, because we're looking at CCTLDs. I would have thought the two-letter country code is all we need. So I would welcome an explanation from Eberhard on that. Thank you very much.
Let's Peter first, and then Eberhard to respond to Martin. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And good day, good evening, everybody. I can actually live with the suggestion made by Eberhard. However, I fear that we are trying to again read the tea leaves in the guts of the ISO 3166 maintenance agency by doing that. For having full information, it's okay, but we shouldn't draw any wrong conclusions. That said, in the list of country codes, there are current statuses of ISO 3166 mentioned. Formally, 3166 only has two states, assigned or unassigned. Everything else is only a status on that maintenance list, so it might be assumed to be a sub-state of unassigned. And for full clarity, I'd appreciate if that could be made more transparent in the list of codes that we have. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Noted. We'll update and we'll see. Probably we need to revisit it anyway, because, say, some of them are in use. So, but I'll include it, and it's part of the discussions on the list as well. Eberhard, go ahead.
I put this also in the chat. The point is, if we have a pure renaming from, let's say, X-ray Alpha to a Bravo Alpha, say nothing else, the country change its name, what changes and what remains the same? If in the ISO, in one, if the ISO agency keeps the three-letter digit, the three-number digit, the three digits identical, then we can describe this case as this is a pure renaming. In the ISO standard, the three-digit code did not change, only the alpha code changed. It's for descriptive purposes only for this case where there is a pure renaming, a one-to-one renaming, TP to TL, ZR to CD, and this kind of cases. Where there is a one-on-one renaming, where there is no issues involved, it's just how to deal with the transition. Does this help you, Martin?
Okay, Martin, thanks for the response in the chat. This is Bart again. Any other comments on with respect to this document at this stage? Let me say the way I see it right now is that I'll update this one, circulate it, and this will be probably a document that will be in the wiki space and needs to be updated on a regular basis. So my suggestion would be that once in a while we revisit the terminology document as is and see say if it needs to be updated. So it's a background living document trying to capture the terminology of the as defined by the group and as it evolves. Any questions, remarks about on that way forward? So, Nigel, maybe as an introduction, you want to do your document, or shall I continue with, the next point on the way forward?
I would propose you go in order of the agenda.
Okay, then we go into the order. Kim, can you go back to the agenda, please? Thank you. This is fine. Leave it as such. So again, I'll make this document scrollable for everybody to see. Based on, and this is again for discussion, and let me explain the background of this document. On the previous call, we discussed the potential use of, the scenarios and end stage and final stage models, etc. In consultation with the chair and vice chair, we thought it might be useful to present a way forward and, share with you some different approaches. They're all around the same model, but in this document you will see two different approaches. There is more a nuanced difference than any real substantial difference, but the type of questions and the starting point is different. So let me take you through these two different approaches models and then see if there are some questions and then have a discussion on the preferred way forward, because that will start the substantial discussion. So starting point of the working group itself is defining the retirement process. There is, as everybody knows on this group, there is no policy for the retirement of CCTLDs. That's the reason why it is part of this policy development process. Now, you can start the retirement process as with the assumption that, say, in order to kick in, a CCTLD has or needs to be delegated. So this is a purely, say, IANA-focused approach. You have a delegated CCTLD. For whatever reasons, the retirement process kicks in, and then you end up with, that's why I've used the term undelegated CCTLD, could be retired, unassigned, maybe there's another status, like dot, say that's where we are. And say this group, the role of this group is to define the retirement process and define the, and develop the policy around it. So if you agree with that type of approach, the first question I would say that probably that needs to be raised and answered is, what are the faces of such a retirement process? What, and particularly, what is the initiation? What kicks off this retirement process? So that's the, and this is a way of looking at the discussions around the end states on the ISO 3166. So what you see in here is the, is the definitions, or no, sorry, the descriptions used in the scenario document, and that came about by the discussion of the working group. So that's, say, a first step. And then a second related, so that starts with what events cause a retirement process. And then the second related question is, who should be, or who initiated first, and then the next step is, who should initiate such a process? Because, say, to date, and that's where you see the analysis of the current cases kicking in, to date, this retirement process was initiated by someone or by an entity, and there are some events that caused the retirement process to be initiated. So that needs to be defined and or analyzed and defined. And then say a related question around the initiation is, how is it initiated? Is this a letter from PTI or the IFO to the CCTLD, an ICANN board decision? Is it a letter from a relevant government? Is it a letter or an announcement by the individual or by the incumbent CCTLD? Again, that is something for discussion, and that needs to be defined and analyzed in relation to the initiation of a retirement process. And then, say, for sake of discussion, what I have included as well is the implementation phase. So once you have this, say the initiation phase ends with a decision of retirement, and then you need to start implementing it, and then and it will result, and it's not included, in a end phase. So that's the first approach, I would say. Nigel, do you want to have a question now, or you want to jump in now, or you want me to finish it first?
No, I just want to see if you can hear me okay. I think I've got audio working properly at last.
Yeah. No, we do. It's a bit cracky, but... So let me continue. So the second approach, and this is more along the lines of the scenario approach, effectively, you end up with some, say, the procedure and the process of reaching, say, a policy is different, but in the end, you should be able to answer the same type of questions. So this starts with, say, again, a model which starts with the end stage or change on the listing of the ISO 3166. And this is where, say, Eberhard's remarks around the relevancy of the three-digit code kicks in. Say, this is, say, if there is a name change, you could, for example, and there is no change of the three-digit code, this could mean there is not really a real major change on the ISO 3166. So, as an example, but say there are some, the assumption is there are some end stages changes on the listing of ISO 3166 that cause, again, the retirement process, and this retirement process, again, ends in, say, the undelegation or the undelegated CCTLD, because that's the end stage. And again, undelegated is used in, say, as a heuristic, not defined properly. It's just an overall concept to capture the different end stages. So again, you start with the stages as the already that were already set for the say, or the result from the discussion online, and probably they need to be vetted and agreed upon, and then say, once a country code or once an end stage is reached, you need to start to say, look at the retirement process kicks in, and then is probably there are some other questions that need to be answered, and that will lead, say, in order to and analyze to start developing a policy. Say some of them is say for this in this method is the relevant change scenario list complete, and is the change relevant? Does a change cause the retirement process? And then again, you have the same question: is who initiates the retirement process, how it's initiated, etc., and what are the consequences? And again, you reach and say, okay, you got the initiation phase of the retirement process, and you got the say the implementation, and then the end stage. So that's based on the discussions what the chairs and I and the co-chair and I saw on the list, we say these are the two models that say maybe the less different than at first look, but at least it's an approach to start working on the staging of the work of the working group. So, say based on one of the two approaches, the suggestion would be that say following the one of the two methods is describe and analyze the cases to date. And that is, say, building on the work of the delegation and redelegation working group report, and use relevant publicly available documentation and the retirements of CCTLDs to date, so as they are described in the IANA report, and as, say, some of the, and maybe there is some additional material publicly available as well. And then based on these descriptions and analysis, start to develop a recommended policy. And as said, in parallel, and that's probably a very good use of the analysis as well, start to develop the glossary and define the terms. So that is a long introduction to this document, and start looking into the the development of policy, etc. So the floor is yours again, Nigel. And Eva Hartz.
Yeah, thanks, Bart. I'm going to pass this to Eva Hartz to run the meeting in view of the awkwardness, but it looks like I'm managing to participate in the rest of the meeting.
Eva Hartz?
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Okay, as I just typed, I'm good with this approach, and I propose that we look at the easy cases first. The easiest case, I think, is the transition from ZR to CD and tape TP to TL. One-on-one replacement, same number. I didn't look for the CR to CD case, but same number. That's the first thing we could look at. And then we can look what happened there, who started the process, what was done. Because at least for the retirement part, not necessarily for the delegation part, but we can look at what triggered this, how did this come about. And this is uncontroversial, there is no baggage there, because there is no hard feelings, no drama, and we can just go and have a look at it. Any opinion on this? Angel agrees. Debbie agrees. Anybody opposed in the first reading of this approach? Okay, then for the time being, we can take this as read once, but we can so then on the next meeting start looking at these two cases. Who is going to do the donkey work? Can we maybe stuff it onto Kim Davis to have his staff maybe prepare a short series of events or timetable of events, what happened roughly, not exactly the date, the main events of the story, so that we can take it. And probably it's a good way of doing this in a sort of a formal timetable way, and we can compare each analysis to each other. Okay, is anybody opposed? Please squeal loudly or disagree on the chat.
Eberhard, this is Bart. Say whether PTI has the resources of doing it, at least say that otherwise I'll take a first crack at it and circulate it. As Kim is not on the call and as Elise says, he has a lot of other stuff as well. So let me take a first crack at it, and I'll check with, say, PTI staff whether I'm on the right track. But at least then we have something in 2 weeks.
It doesn't have to be done for any meeting. My point is that there may be information that is not really out there for the public. So at least we need to have access to all the the timeline, and we want to make sure that things that should not really be that are
concerned.
Let me finish. That are concerned to one of the parties concerned.
Eberhard, your line is very bad.
Eberhard, don't waste your time.
Okay, I will.
Eberhard, don't waste your time. We can't hear you now. It's all broken. Okay, Bart, can you hear me?
I do. You're much better now, so go ahead.
Okay,
then.
I'm going to do my best to... Yeah, well, obviously Eberhard has taken it in, and I have taken it in turns to be not audible or not able to discuss. So if both of us drop off, can you just wrap things up, please? I think I saw Elisa's comment just now, and that's correct, I guess. And I was going to volunteer to assist with Bart in this first stab. But of course, some of the information that we need is in the IANA PTI's hands, so we're going to have to request Kim or Elise to provide that information, even if you don't write documents for us. I hope that's in order. Bart, any more comments on the work plan discussion?
Not from my end. I think the only thing is, and that's probably important, is you want to start, say, at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, but we start with, say, the end stages, and so that's more or less the second approach use the different end stages and run through the different end stages and see what happens. So that's option two.
Okay, Bart, thanks.
And I think, say, on next call, we will quickly revisit what we discussed today, and then probably you will see the first results of this approach. So that's the analysis and the, or at least the description and the analysis, and then we move from there. I think, say, I have nothing else on the work plan discussion. Nigel, do you want to share or discuss your or present your document? I don't hear Nigel anymore either. Can you hear me?
I propose the connection is so poor. I propose we let that send over for the next meeting, that it also came on the list, I think, today or yesterday. That gives everybody time to read it.
Yeah. So I want to move, so maybe just AOB, because it's if anybody has a real pressing question.
I don't see that to be the case.
No, then the next meeting is in, and this is the confusing one, is in 2 weeks, and to avoid any confusion, it is at 23:59 UTC on Thursday, and it will be Thursday the 12th. I believe, yes. So next meeting, Thursday, 12th of October, 23:59 UTC. Thank you.
Which is 1 o'clock in the morning for me.
Yeah. So thank you and have a nice day. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hi.
Thanks and bye-bye.